Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Mara Wilson, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I was just at my friend Brolo. He had his wedding yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. That was a good, fun time we had.
Me and Steven Tyler, we got along famously, but I'm talking too much.
You guys kissed on the mouth, right? Was fun.
Well, that's how he says hello.
Sure.
Yeah,
only to men, though.
We're in Hawaii right now. Brolo has been married for almost 24 hours, and he's still digging it.
Yeah, he punched a wall, but his new wife really liked it.
That's right.
It was fun.
Mara, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm getting over being sick again. But it's been better lately because I got the shot that only people over 65 are supposed to get. The pneumococcal vaccine, which has made my health a lot better. So now I'm not coming on here like on cold medicine that much anymore.
My God, let me ask you this. Was your answer ever simple to how are you? Or were you always like, well, I have a little,
No, it's never, because I believe in honesty. Right. And people ask me how I'm doing and I tell them how I'm goddamn doing.
I'm good with that. It's just,
I'm okay, Chemda.
No. I just think like you really are always fighting something.
Well, it's not always, yes, I'm Jewish, I'm a hypochondriac, whatever. And I just do think it's weird that every time I come here, I seem to be sick.
Ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing, Keith?
My phlegm's thinning out. So that's good.
I'm sorry. I should stop being such a...
No, you totally shouldn't.
But yeah.
So now
it's part of my brand.
Now that you're 65, your health is better.
Yeah, well, I just think that it's funny that I got a something that is like only for senior citizens because that kind of fits, I think. Like everybody's like, yeah, you're an old lady. So, you know, it fits that the only treatments that you need are the ones that they give to the old ladies.
I feel like your old ladiness is like something of a superpower, but like, you know, maybe lightning didn't strike you all the way. So
yeah.
It's like, okay, so there's medicines and you're 65 and you're old and wise and there's something good about it.
I don't have the good parts of it, you know? I mean, I make good cookies, but like, I don't have the good parts of being an old lady. I'm not sure what those are, you know, judged by society and all that, but I'm not I will think about it. I will think about it. Anyway, I'm okay. I'm sorry for that.
Keith, how are you?
Confused. I don't understand this. I got lost at the superpowers. What? Why? Have you always had a poor immune system?
Yeah, I have. It's you know, it's the it is the Jewish side. We're all like sick all the time. I've never had any serious health problems. I've just had 1,000 little ones.
All right,
and it's not in your head.
My parents thought maybe for a while that it was because, you know, we always had the family relatives who were like, well, I'm going to the hospital again. Like it was like they were going on vacation or something. It was just something that they did for fun almost and for attention. And my parents are always like, are you sure that you're not faking it? And I was like, I mean, you can see the mucus coming out of my face. But yeah, when I finally found out that I had this like immune deficiency thing, they were like, I was like, oh, See, I wasn't making it up. Mm-hmm. I don't have, you know, I actually do have this issue.
Well, it's not all bad. Look, first of all, congratulations on your new period panties, right? I'm very happy for you. This Twitter feed of hers.
You know, you don't have to follow me. And they were great. They were great, though. I really like the people at Thinx are really, really nice. And I endorse them. But, you know, that is something that happens to most women and some men. So, you know, it's a fact of life. It's a fact of life.
I was thinking of trying period panties.
Dude, do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're great.
They seem like they sound messy, but why would
they
make
not.
A messy?
They're not. That's the point, that they're not messy.
Keith, I would like you to recognize that you started this one.
I suppose so.
Yes.
I was just saying good for you. It's like saying, how are you?
Any Twitters about breast milk you'd like to share with us?
I did see a Twitter that says, holy shit, Scott Weiland? ?
Yeah.
Now, you didn't see this coming?
I mean, I haven't been keeping up on Scott Weiland. Like, while I was out for Thanksgiving, I was talking to my brother about Scott Weiland because he had the, like, classic 90s VH1 channel on because my brother's a child of the 90s. And we, Stone Temple Pilots song came on, and I was like, oh, Scott Weiland always had this voice that was, like, gravelly and old, like, even when he was really young. And,
I loved it so much.
And I did, too. And we were talking about him, and we were talking about him, and... and, you know, what he was like and how the band was formed. And like, it was the first time in years I'd even thought about Stone Temple Pilots, even though I liked them. I liked them, and I liked them when I was younger.
Are you trying to tell us that you killed Scott?
Oh, God. It was just so weird. Like, I'd just been talking about him the other day. And yeah, obviously, my brother, who actually did keep tabs on him, said, yeah, this was not that surprising.
Keith, do you have any feelings about this?
I was a big fan of the band. Yeah. You can tell that drugs were ruining his life. He was kicked out of Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
He was kicked out of Velvet Revolver. I mean, yeah. Velvet Revolver, these are bandmates from Guns N' Roses. They can handle some drug use here and again. I remember it wasn't...
Yeah, their band names always have to have some sort of gun.
Yeah. Well, I did look up his Wikipedia today, and they were saying that they replaced him with a guy from Linkin Park.
Right.
Which is like, that is a serious downgrade right there.
That would make him do more drugs.
That is really, that's really depressing. And then he left to go back and focus on Linkin Park. In 2015.
Wow.
So here's a little Stone Temple Pilots. You know him. This is Vaseline. He takes a second. He lets you settle in first. In fact, you know what? This is probably doing a little injustice. Here's Scott Weiland live.
No, that's like someone doing terrible karaoke.
That's Scott Weiland in April of this year.
Not one note on key.
Yeah, apparently there were issues this past year. They were like, what happened to him? And people were like, oh, he's just tired or something. You know those like excuses.
He had a glass of wine.
Yeah, things like that.
I'm not going to lie to you. Before I took the stage, I had half a Benadryl. And does he just know? He knows, like, I know these songs, so the words will just come out and... He's like, I'll be honest, on stage, it does sound funny to me, but that can't be how it's coming out the speakers. Vaseline!
God. I think this word comes in right now. I think it's Vaseline.
Yeah, it seems like it was crack. He was about to perform. He died on a tour bus. He passed away in his sleep.
Fuck.
Crack?
And he had been doing crack recently, God. As opposed to heroin, which he loved also.
I was going to say, no, are there any good stories that start with he was doing crack or he was doing heroin?
No.
No. I mean, you know, everybody like knows people. I don't know. There are stories about like, oh, yeah, so-and-so wrote this song while on cocaine. So-and-so wrote this song while they were drunk on a bender. Does anybody ever write a song on crack or heroin? They're just destructive.
I'm not kidding. Anthony Kiedis?
I'm sure all those are after the fact.
You don't think he was like with a needle in his arm?
Oh my God. You see the movies, how they close their
eyes. Look, we're under the bridge.
They close their eyes for a second, then they pop up and go, I got a great riff.
Just don't do crack and don't do heroin. I mean, the people who do heroin I've heard are usually like opiate addicts who need something else.
What about, what's the guy in the movie, he was getting blown while he was singing into a microphone? I'm pretty sure he was on heavy drugs. Danny?
The Doors.
Which?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, which guy?
This is the little game we play on this show. Hemda knows half of things.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what? I take it back. It's fine. I love The Doors.
Oh, God.
And I love endorsing drugs.
So what are you going to do? He Yeah, there's so many of his songs were about drugs too. Yeah. You know, you had Fall to Pieces with Velvet Revolver. I was playing some songs before the show, and Barbarella on his shitty solo album talks about what a piece of shit he is. He's singing.
God.
He had three wives.
Mm-hmm. What? How did he have time?
There's time. He was only sober for none of them.
I see. Okay.
He battled bipolar disorder.
Yep. Self-medicating.
He was sexually assaulted when he was 12.
Jesus.
He experimented with drugs in high school.
By who was he sexually assaulted when he was 12?
I don't see that here.
Hoofa.
Yeah.
He experimented with drugs in high school.
And they took. Which,
is that turning into a funny saying?
He experimented with drugs.
Yeah. Experimented.
Yeah, I mean.
He did some drugs.
Yeah, that's most people in high school. I mean. It wasn't me in high school, but as we have discussed, I was fucking square.
So, it wasn't me in high school, but...
It's you now.
he was molested by a senior in high school.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Look at that. So just another boy.
Jesus.
A bigger guy. Yeah, I guess I'd do some experimenting, too.
Why are we calling that molestation? Because the guy was 18? You know? Why aren't we calling that rape?
Well, they call everything sexually assaulted.
Yeah, sexual assault is kind of a catch-all term for, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of music, on a lighter note, Coldplay will be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
Really?
Yep. And they have a new album out now. Was it Fistful of Dreams, baby? Head Full of Dreams. Okay, I'm close. And on it, it's getting bad reviews. On it, Gwyneth Paltrow sings also. Mm. So when you don't get a divorce, you can sing with your partner still. They had a conscious uncoupling and they can still hang out in the studio.
What do you get for a conscious uncoupling?
You like get a song. Gravy boat? Hopefully you get a platinum album.
You get a smug sense of superiority.
Right. Here's a little Coldplay. And you can hear her in the background, kind of, but it's not like it's a duet. Can you hear?
I definitely want to watch football now. Definitely. Right.
And touchdown. We friends till we die. With the change of winds and the way waters flow. Life is short. It's like I'm singing on it too. If she's singing on it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I didn't hear her.
I can't remember the last time I've actually wanted to watch a Super Bowl halftime show. Like, I can't remember anywhere I was just like, oh man, that's awesome.
There was
The Who a few years ago, and I was like, oh, that's I can like The Who.
Did you not like Prince?
When did Prince do it?
Just recently, pretty recently, three, 4 years.
Right. Yeah. I think I wanted to. I do like Prince. I do like Prince.
How did Coldplay get into this? Are they popular? Not Coldplay. Oh my God. Is it Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Yeah. Are they popular now?
No.
They're always popular, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, sure.
They're on the radio. Okay. So are they safe? They're like safe music-ish people?
They don't take their pricks out. Is that what you mean?
I always found them really depressing. Really depressing. I don't see, that doesn't seem like a get riled up. Like, you know, I'm not a fan of Katy Perry's
music. Were you not
music,
here 5 minutes ago when we heard this gold that makes me just want to kick something oval?
What did you say?
Hello. That music was just ampy. Yep.
No, I mean, Katy Perry, you know, she amps people up. That's kind of what she does. I'm convinced now that she's a marketing genius, or at least her team is.
Yeah, you know. It's her.
Yeah, but she wrote a song called Birthday that people can play on people's birthdays. You know, she wrote a song called Firework. How many holidays have fireworks? And they can play this music here. She is the ultimate capitalist.
Her next song is Brushing Your Teeth.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Do you know who was slated to do the Super Bowl before Coldplay? No joke.
Who?
Yeah. Interesting.
He's yelling into the microphone. Yeah. The sound guy obviously has it as low as possible to not hear his voice as much as possible, but he's yelling so we could hear it faint in the background. Mm.
Nice try, Ashley!
That's pretty close. He's embellishing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so I was just surprised by your question mark, that's all. But of course it's sad.
Well, yeah, I just wasn't keeping tabs on him. I mean, yeah. I always liked Stone Temple Pilots, but I never really followed them because I was 7 when they were big. So I always liked their music, and when it came on the radio I'd be like, oh, nice, but I didn't know anything about them as a band.
Scott's rating, and I'm late to the show. How did he die? Mm-hmm. An overdose of kale salad, too many beets.
Yeah.
How did he die? Come on.
Yeah.
A bad hiking trip. Hey, let me tell you guys about this, okay?
You don't think he died counting his calories?
No.
Oh, man.
No. Oh, he was doing a couple sit-ups and things got out of control. How'd he die? Berries.com, Berries.com. I'm talking about Sherry's Berries. I'm talking about sweet, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99.
You know you want them.
A 40% savings. Gourmet berries. I'm not joking around here.
Send them to anyone.
Fresh, juicy, dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness.
How many different kinds of chocolate is that?
Sprinkled with decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts.
The word is decadent. You heard it.
Double your berries for just $10 more. To get this deal, go to berries.com. Use the code KATG.
I'm there now.
I got this for my wife. I gave it to her just last night, as a matter of fact. True story.
Drip.
Drop. She loves it. She loves it. Let me tell you something else. You're going to give this to a lady friend. You give the berries, side gift, a mop. Trust me. There's only one way to get this amazing offer. It starts at $19.99. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right hand. Do you have flood insurance for your house? If not, give them outside. Go to is California still having a drought?
Yes.
Oh, give these berries there. Crops will be growing. Believe me. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in KATG. They don't make panties for this, I'll tell you that. Go to berries.com, microphone KATG. Order them today. You're welcome. You're welcome.
That was a great PSA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Hemda, you could also do like read erotica novels.
What are you talking about?
Oh, God.
See, that's the voice they should have given Samantha on Sex in the City.
Oh, man.
Instead, it was a Sherry's Berries.
There's something subtle about her, isn't there?
Oh, honey.
That's pretty good.
That's all she did. Honey. You've got to be kidding me. I'm actually just a sex bot. She really was. She really was.
It was weird how well she did in PR and how much time she had to hang out in brunch and fuck.
She just, and there was one episode that I loved as she, actually, I've only seen like 2 episodes, but one, this is somebody who has sex with anything that moves and consents. And she goes over to this guy's house and he's like, let's do some kinky stuff. Like, you know, you can cuff me up. And she's like, oh, honey, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm like, that is what freaks you out?
Right. Because I have a couple of episodes in my head where she really enjoyed the handcuffs.
Yeah, that's weird because she in this, she's just like, oh, what a freak. I don't want anything to do with him.
It turns out I have a lot of writers. And they write me in different ways. I'm bipolar.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, it was kind of, I was like, this is your
The handcuff one that I remember is she handcuffed the guy to the bed and she pretended to smack him. And I was like, what game is this? She literally, I'm going to do this. And you see if you could describe it to people who are listening because it's not really an audio thing. She
just like kind of a limp hand.
But in the air, like, I'm pretending to smack you back and forth.
Hemda's just kind of waving her hand around.
Yeah, like getting the waiter.
Like an orchestra conductor or something.
It was so stupid.
Look, I don't care if you make me kinky or not kinky. As long as I'm on the other side of the town, fuck it.
Pretty much.
Honey, these boots were made for walking, and that's what I'm going to do. Snap, I think that that's clever. She would say things where she said it like, oh, I think we're supposed to think that that's really clever.
Yeah.
But she, but like you said, it just starts with honey, and we're like, I guess we're about to think something's clever.
But you liked the show, though.
I liked very specific episodes. I thought they really hit a lot of stuff very well, and they really missed on a lot of stuff very well.
Yeah.
That's all. But it was like, it was progressive for the time. It was also like some conversations that other places weren't having, other shows weren't having. And some of the conversations were really fun. And following the drama when it wasn't so exaggerated was really great. Like the lawyer timeline was probably the best. It was the most realistic, I think.
It's good to know,
Miranda,
that friends have your back. You know what I mean? All the craziness going on, when your fellow girl has your back, you're like, right on.
Am I right? You know what? But you believe that about your boyfriends.
Entourage?
I meant your literal, like, Adam and Brother Love and stuff. But Entourage also, I remember that was the most, like, hey, bros, we got this $3 million deal. Steak for everyone. Hey, bros.
Steak for everyone.
I fucked the wrong person. Now my manager is going crazy and doing way too many push-ups. Let's go on an island and just forget that we don't have money. Hey, bros, I got another deal. Everything's okay. Look at my eyebrows. Just one drop of sweat and we're back in business.
Yeah, I never watched that show. Hey, bros. I had no idea what it was even about.
It was about bros.
But it seems hilarious. It seems hilarious and not intentionally.
It's like Sex in the City, but better because it's dudes.
I mean, I wasn't a big Sex in the City fan. I think it was a little, just by the time that it had, like, I don't know, by the time like I got to college or I got to even high school, you know, I felt like, you know, everybody's already discussing vibrators and stuff. Like, why was this a big deal? I didn't realize like, oh, it actually kind of was a big deal when it came out and, you know, women were talking about this. But I was like, I mean, when I was 16, I was like reading Fear of Flying and shit like that. Like,
and also when you were 16, you were able to get your hands on certain things that 35-year-olds at the time, it was their first time being able to say vibrator in mixed company.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I see this on Mara's timeline.
Oh, God. Can we? Yeah.
Am I the only one who always found James Dean, the porn star, a little creepy? Something in the eyes. We were just talking about him the other day.
Yeah.
He was eight fellow porn actresses saying how what a creep he is. And by creep, you know, I don't want to minimize it. I'm talking rape.
Yeah.
I'm talking forcing a piss in a woman's mouth, a beer bottle up her ass.
Jesus.
You know, the slamming the asshole too hard when she said she doesn't do it in the ass so hard that she needed stitches. She needed stitches.
Oh, God, I didn't hear that one. That's awful.
Yeah. Well, now there's a news story out, even after all that.
Oh, Cosby's like, phew.
Right? It's getting up there.
Yeah.
Sex industry actor Lily LeBeau experienced the most traumatic thing that's happened to me in my career. It was also at the place we mentioned the other day, kink.com, a BDSM sex office. And then she describes some things and then says the most traumatic thing came at the end when, after Dean put his foot in my mouth and slapped it on my face. Wow. So hard that I got lockjaw.
So he didn't slap you, he kicked you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Yeah, like a slap.
He's doing something weird. Yeah. The foot's in the mouth and then hitting the mouth, I guess, kind of into the foot.
Oh.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I always saw pictures of James Dean and I was like, oh, he's cute, you know? And he's cute in that, like, he looks like just this kind of, you know, 5'8", kind of like everyday guy. Bar cute, you know, like a guy you'd see in a bar and be like, oh, he's cute. But the thing about him is like, I would, you know, and my friends were like, oh my God, he's so hot. You should watch some of his videos. And so I'd watch clips and I was always just like, eesh. Like,
but do you watch porn?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, not very often, but sometimes. And I've seen enough porn to know like what it is, you know, and to know like, what happens? I know what happens in porn, but something about him you know? And like, I'd switch between that and like another clip, like, you know, that was also like hardcore, just to be like, okay, is this just me? And right. there it seemed like they were having fun. You know, they
Keith, have you watched it?
I haven't.
But he's just dead eyed.
Yeah, I don't think I saw him.
No,
I don't get a lot of him when I type in lesbians.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
he does. There are a lot of scenes that he would where he just kind of be like in the background while there were, you know, two women going at it.
Really? Is he something? Does he have a big dick or something? I mean, he has to.
I don't even
right?
know. I guess he does. I don't see. That's the
How
thing.
Have I not watched anything yet.
But there's just. I don't know. The thing is, though, that after I tweeted that, I had some people giving me shit because the thing is, like, a lot of times you don't know. A lot of times you don't know that someone's going to do this stuff. That's the thing. There are, like, guys who seem charming and nice and great. Like, I always got the creeps from James Dean, but there are other guys where I was like, oh, he seems nice enough. He seems fine enough, you know? And then later on, my friend will be like, that guy grabbed my boobs when I didn't want him to, mm-hmm. or something like that. And I'll be like, oh, shit, that's somebody. If I didn't trust, I could see myself trusting, and that makes me, that's, it's an upsetting feeling.
Mm-hmm, when you have to monitor how much nice you put out there.
Yeah. Right.
That's sad.
It is hard, like he's so.
That's why I'm not nice.
This James Dean is so prolific. The old actor was, James Dean, D-E-A-N, for being so famous, was only in 4 movies. People forget that.
Well, he also died at, what, 25?
Yeah, but this James Dean, he's not that old. He was in 743 movies.
Well, I think it's quality over quantity, you know? Quality over quantity.
The actor and director who performed in the scene with LeBeau and Dean confirmed that this story did happen, as did another female performer who asked to remain anonymous, and yet another anonymous female actor reported that whatever she filmed scenes with Dean, he, quote, pulled my hair harder than he needed to and slapped me harder than he needed to. Most performers, this is a quote, if it looks like they're being very aggressive, what you don't see is their hand positioned in a place to make sure you don't hit your head or that you're comfortable. Most male performers do that. James is the opposite. Mm. He's the one who will make it look like it's this romantic scene to the camera, and what you don't see is that he's twisting your nipple or pinching you or jabbing you in some way.
That's so extra.
Yeah.
Obviously.
There was that.
It seems evil.
Was yeah. it? There was Esquire or GQ or something. There was a magazine article about him that I read a few years ago. And he just seemed like kind of a dumb guy who liked fucking when I read it the first time. But I went back and read it again. And he says, they're like, so what interests you? And he says, nothing interests me. I'm not really into anything. Did you ever want to be anything when you grew up? And he goes, yeah, I wanted to be a porn star. I found, you know, Jack Off magazine when I was, you know, in second grade and was like, eh, this is what I want to do. This looks like fun. And has said like that, you know, never any abuse or anything, but he just never was interested in doing anything really, which is like, that's a sociopath, somebody who like doesn't take interest, who doesn't take enjoyment in all of these, in, you know, anything in the world. That's right. The thing, because you don't get that emotional stimuli that you would get from, like, friends and,
you
But
do know. You think something will happen to him? Or
what do you mean? This is it.
Yeah, no, but do you think that, because, like, Cosby, I don't think his life, you know, I'm sure it got affected, but it's like, okay, now he gets to get away with it.
Companies aren't working with him now.
Yeah, and this is, like, the only thing that he can do. You know, right. he's not an especially intelligent guy. He doesn't have any qualifications for anything else, you know?
The pleasure we can take from this is that whatever he does now, he will not enjoy.
True.
Just like nobody else did ever with him when he was around.
Right.
Yeah. Jeez.
Nicki Minaj's brother, Jelani Mirage, 37, has been charged with first-degree rape on a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, God.
What are the different degrees of rape? Like, what does that mean? Isn't because first degree murder and second is like the difference?
Yeah, second is like
you meant it or didn't mean it.
Yeah, one is premeditated and one is not.
So they have that I for think. Rape, huh?
Well, I don't. I think it. Yeah, I think it. Well, I think it varies by where it is. Was this in New York?
This is in. Yeah, so he was in Nassau County, so it would have been in New York. Yeah, East Meadow. Yeah, Long Island.
Second degree might mean
Nonviolent.
Yeah, nonviolent assault on a minor because it's a minor.
The attorneys,
but I don't know.
The DA's office didn't put out any specific information about it. He was married in August of this year, so that kind of spoils things. Nicki Minaj, if you're curious, paid for the wedding and said, "I would cross the ocean for you, my brother. But I love my brother so much. I can't believe I cried during his wedding and his first dance like a punk. May God bless him and his union. Tonight has been one of my favorite nights of all time. I do anything to see my brother smile." And today she added, "Well, not anything."
God. Yeah. Know.
What do you do? What do you do when it's your brother?
Never talk to him again. A person commits second degree rape when he or she engages in sexual intercourse with another person who is less than 15 years old and the defendant is 18 years old or more, or who is incapable of consent by reason of being mentally disabled or mentally incapacitated.
I see.
You know, this is a bit of a tangent. I feel like this stuff happened a lot in the 70s and nobody ever talked about it. Like there was this sort of, I just read Pamela DeBar's I'm with a Band, you know? And the thing is, that book, you know, it's just like, oh, and then I had sex with Jimmy Page, and then I had sex with Mick Jagger, and then I did this and this and this and this. It should be called, like, Confessions of a Serial Monogamist. That's kind of what she was. She was just having sex for a long time with one rock star and then another rock star, another rock star. She was a groupie. But one thing they talk about in there is how, like, she felt old when she was 25 and there were these 14-year-old groupies out and about. And then you had, you know, Lori Maddock, who hooked up with Jimmy Page, and Sable Starr, who were all like 13. And there was just this sort of undercurrent there of like of just like, well, yeah, this is okay. And I think it sort of came out of this mindset of like, oh, well, sex is okay because, you know, we had the sexual revolution in the 60s. So maybe sex with kids is okay. And it's fucking not. And that's, I don't know, that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately is like, how recently is it that this actually has been enforced?
Right. Well, I have my buddy Elvis Rico. He's an Elvis impersonator. Big Elvis fan, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring up, yeah, what do you think about that? Marrying Priscilla.
Priscilla.
At, what, 14?
Yeah.
Ah, come on, brother. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's this cognitive dissonance thing. You know, you have this idea of what this person is to you, and then you have to, you know, you have to ignore those other things because you can't throw that person out entirely. It's you know, it's damaging to your psyche or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean, what do you? There's no way. It's not a different. How don't you feel weird being Jimmy Page fucking a child?
Yeah, like why is that? Why is that? I don't know. Why also? Why would you want to do anything with a 14-year-old? 14-year-olds. I was an idiot when I was 14.
How is anything they do sexy? I'm sorry. They're beautiful.
Oh, it's okay. They are beautiful and sexy in their way.
They're you know, I mean, they're great. They're like, they're.
But what part of them is turning you on? You know, it's so specific. Is it predispositioned in these people, or are we raising monsters? You know,
I assume these people like. It's a daddy kind of thing, and they like showing the girl everything.
Yeah, they do. Okay. It's a power. It's definitely a power thing.
Yeah, okay.
And now think about how many songs are about kid fucking. Cashmere.
Dude, a lot, like way more songs than you would think. Right. Way more songs than you would think.
She's
are
only
about.
17.
At least the girl was 17.
She's just 16 years old. Yeah, even the crappy ones are, you know,
leave
about
her
that.
Alone, they say. Ew, I even know those lyrics.
Well, she was just 17, if you know what I mean. Yeah,
I mean,
it's all
really
over the place.
16.
Yeah, like. Oh man!
Oh, what the Kiss song, Christine 16. Oh, like, God. Do you also think you'll never get older? Like,
well, I think that's also it. It's the fear of getting older. So it's, I think, you know, you see this a lot with older men being like, oh fuck, I'm gonna die soon. What should I do? Oh, I guess I'll fuck somebody 20 years younger than me.
But not,
you know, and that's legal. Like, they'll have sex with somebody who's like in their 20s or 30s. But like, that's just a thing that it's like this fountain of youth, like, you know, oh, I found the fountain of youth in this like 23-year-old. Sorry, I found the fountain of youth in this like 23-year-old's vagina or something.
Best case scenario, these when it comes to these songs, they're just making up lyrics only. But still,
Yeah.
You don't think Winger can still play? She's only 17 nowadays, do you?
Oh my God, does he?
You're in your 40s. Oh, you're like, gosh, you know, this classic.
Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
So gross.
She's everything I need.
And then back
17.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Where are my 17-year-olds at?
You know what? When I was 17, I was like, yeah, I am. I'm 17. Because they make you feel good.
Catch a pick out my shoulder.
I feel like every girl I know has a story about an older guy.
Oh, yeah. When I was 16, I fooled around with a 26-year-old when I was on vacation. And I was like, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he, so we're like, I think we swam naked. Yeah. So, and we're walking into the water and he's like, damn, I didn't know like 16-year-olds come like that. And I'm just like, oh, I thought this is what they always talk about. This is what,
yeah,
this is what people sing about, like my shitty 16-year-old body that's like got all the curvies just starting happening and the boobs are right there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you think that it's okay that, like, you know, your friend's brother's friends are hitting on you, even though, you know, you're in high school, they're in college and all that. Like, yeah.
Oh, because you feel so good about it.
Yeah.
Like, I scored with you. I am so smart and so clever.
I'm so mature.
Yeah, I'm so the coolest person that somebody 4 years older likes me.
But you got to be careful what you say to these kids, right? Like, wow, I didn't even know you were budding.
Oh, God.
This is a nice surprise.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. Like, I really wanted to say, well, when would it happen? When I'm 36? Like,
I'm just saying, I thought you were all caterpillar. Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah, it's like grass is on the field. I'm like, yes, thank you. Right. Thank you, sir. you know what? I didn't think that was so bad.
That's the thing.
Because it's a compliment and you're a kid.
It was like vacation, fooling around. We didn't have sex and I don't know.
Those guys will be like, well, it's okay because I didn't have sex with her. And it's like, but you, okay, all right. Yeah, that's a thing.
Or it was more awkward than anything. Like if I was older, I'd be like, did you ever do anything in your life? You know, because I was younger, like I couldn't drive it, but it turns out neither could he either. And that's probably why we didn't go anywhere with it, you know, because I wasn't going to drive this.
Also, guys who do that are fucking losers. Like, I mean, I've dated older men and like, I'm sorry, when I'm 25 and you're 40, I'm, you know, and you're dating me, I'm probably going to be the not mature one, but I'm going to be the one who acts older because you want to be with me and you're that age, there's something wrong.
I did feel different about when I turned a certain age and I was like, oh, he dated me that age. It was the fooling around on vacation I thought was a little bit different. Although it obviously there's like some very same elements in there. But when I dated someone seriously, I'm like, oh, you could have turned a lot of things around.
Yeah.
Just with the knowledge that I now have on the 27, like being 27.
Yeah.
You could have said something different in a lot of different places that you should have naturally been aware of by that age.
Yeah.
Where I was just like, what? Dick in my face.
Well, that's the thing. When I was my first boyfriend dumped me because he went off with a 28-year-old. He was 16.
Oh.
And I'm 28 now, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what did you, oh, God. And where did she meet him? And she's this fucking, you know, this predator. And I remember, like, asking somebody, like, who is she? And, of course, this is L.A. And they're like, oh, she's really hippy-dippy. She's one of those people who just doesn't really believe in age, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the bar does that she left her wallet at the night before. So you wait in the car, and I'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not even allowed to just eat in there. Anyways, Charlie Sheen is being sued. He, of course, came out saying he has HIV, but he only had sex with two women unprotected. But that's okay because they knew, and it was in front of his doctor somehow. What fucking doctor? Dr. Bombay? Who is this doctor? So
it was under doctor care.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it turns out that's a lie. And many women are saying he had sex with me, didn't give me a heads up whatsoever.
Mm.
He was infected at the time, apparently. One woman, the first lawsuit has been filed for $1 million.
Wow.
Was this, because I know Brie Olson was one of the women that he was sleeping with at the time, and she was in the adult industry, but I don't know. Was she sleeping with him at the time she was in the adult industry?
She was in the adult industry. I think she was, they always say they're getting out, but they do one more here and there. So She didn't have a residency, but she would do these one-offs.
Well, I'm just wondering because I know there was a big thing a few years ago about how there was something on legislation for the porn industry saying they need to use condoms.
And that was in LA, right?
Yeah, it was in LA. And a bunch of adult actors came out and said, like, no, don't do this because that way anybody can do this and then we'll actually end up getting more sick. Here, we're highly regulated, we're tested, we make sure we don't have sex with anybody who hasn't been tested. I remember James Dean in particular was pushing really hard for it. There were articles about him.
He was pushing hard for no condoms?
He was pushing hard
he was
against.
Thrusting for what?
He was pushing hard against the legislation that would force them to use condoms. Because he was like, nah, it's cool this way. Because like here, everybody knows each other. So let's just not use condoms.
Right. You got to feel it.
Yeah. But this is the thing. I'm wondering, like, were people exposed? Right. You know, were more people exposed? Did Charlie Sheen? Because she was in that. I mean, she says she's HIV negative. But
Are these women testing positive?
I don't know yet. Okay. I know Brie Olsen has come out and said, hey, I took a test. I'm not. But I'm angry because you put me at risk and lied to me.
Well, yeah, that's and apparently in California that's illegal.
I think it's illegal everywhere.
I don't
think you can have HIV and have sex with somebody and not tell them.
So then that's the case, but you have less of a case if you don't have HIV, which also good for you. You kind of dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of heartbreaking.
Unless that doctor.
I mean, that's a pretty big lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but unless that doctor who said, remember he said it under doctor supervision and it's like whatever sleeping HIV it is, unless that doctor comes on the stand and says they were not at risk, which is what he was initially hinting at, right?
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
He's fucking Hollywood doctors, man.
Well, since the doctor probably doesn't even exist,
yeah,
it might be hard for him to show up.
Honestly, though, I would believe that there's a doctor who exists who just gets paid off. There are all kinds of unscrupulous doctors in Hollywood.
Well, what I heard is that if you want a doctor in your court, doctors get paid a lot to be in court. So it's actually I didn't know this. So it's not like they just come on because they believe in the justice that you're trying to serve. They are paid to be on the stand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This woman, I'm trying to find her name again. Her last name's Ross, Scottine Ross. She first met up with Charlie Sheen for sex for $10,000. Then it became a relationship and they talked about eventually getting married. Then she says Sheen became a different person while drinking to excess and doing drugs, became violent and abusive. The lawsuit alleges that on several occasions, Sheen locked Ross in the bathroom, pushed her, dragged her by the arms, placed her in a chokehold, and pointed an unloaded gun at her and repeatedly pulled the trigger. She found out Sheen was HIV positive when she discovered medication in the cabinet. Sheen admitted the condition. Ross said she and Sheen had already had sex several times. Mm. The lawsuit does not say if she is HIV positive. The court document also describes several bizarre episodes. In one, Sheen tried to feed Ross French fries on a plane trip. When Ross refused, Sheen allegedly threw the fries across the plane.
Well, she's so ungrateful.
What, did she say yes and then go, actually, no, and I just paid $25 for French fries?
Right. Did she change her mind like a bitch?
Tossed the iPad on the floor, then stomped on it.
Come on, he's angry.
In Hawaii, he threw her Tiffany bracelet into the ocean during a boat trip.
It's really hot out there.
Ross told Sheen she was pregnant and wanted to name their child Charlie if the baby was a girl. Sheen told her that he did not want the child to have his blood type, HIV positive, and that she should have an abortion, which she did. Ross and Sheen ended the relationship by sending a text message. Ross said Sheen ended the relationship sending a text message. It said, no more eggplant. She said she went into an emotional tailspin and attempted to commit suicide. Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's a lot for one person.
Charlie Sheen is looking to sell a tell-all for $10 million. But people are saying, why? All these women are telling the story so far. I mean, your book would really have to be you're going to jail after you put this out book. You know what I mean? Otherwise, who cares?
Yeah. Everybody knows everything about him already. And nobody has really talked or cared about Charlie Sheen for anything other than being erratic and...
Yeah, but I think people will buy the book. You want to know the mind of a crazy person. That's why we watch a lot of... I mean, there are TV shows called Snapped. We like that shit.
Yeah.
Women killers, like killers.
One of my friends was from college, was one of the women killers in a reenactment. It was pretty great.
Oh, in a reenactment. You know what? That last word was very important.
In the reenactment.
And I guess it couldn't have come faster than that because you're just talking, but wow, that was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Scottine Ross's poor name is Brett Rossi, if you want to look it up.
Thank you.
I'd like to study what's going on. Playboy is no longer having porn.
Right, they're not.
The very last issue is coming out with Pamela Anderson on the cover.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. How old is Pamela Anderson now?
Ageless, timeless.
She kind of...
Thanks to computers, timeless. The cover says, Pamela, a revealing return to the mansion. Oh, it's going to be so revealing in their own magazine.
I think they mean revealing her nipples.
I'm totally shocked by what I saw. Turns out he doesn't actually fuck anybody. Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
He just hangs out with these little girls like a weirdo.
Do they like cryogenically freeze Hugh Hefner at night? Like, how is he... Yeah.
Oh, his funeral is going to be the best.
He sends out these tweets I'd see, and it's like movie night with the girls, and it's him and these.
Oh, he's being babysat,
and these girls around him watching Citizen Kane, and then 2 hours later he goes, "Such a classic, we loved it." And the girls have champagne. We did.
See, that's the thing. Like, I totally get. I've tweeted about this before. Like, I totally get being a trophy wife. I totally get, you know, doing that. I wouldn't want to do it, but. I know why people would, but being one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, I don't get.
Really?
Like, not now.
That would be, like, one of the ways to do it. It's the same with other people.
Yeah, but he's just...
What are you really doing? You're touching whatever penis it is. Does it matter?
You're slapping it the way Samantha slapped that face in that TV show.
You're just holding it out so he could think he has an erection. Right. You know, and then he falls asleep and you let it go. It's fine.
I can't believe you came three times in 2 seconds. Good night.
But there are all those, like, rules, and he gives them an allowance, but he doesn't give them any actual money. And it's just like, it sounds like it was fucking miserable. To be one of his, you know, you're just...
Concubines. It sounds miserable, sweetheart, but let me tell you something. Last night, we watched The Best of Jack Benny, and we had a time. And I'll tell you something else. If you ever see...
Oh, this is hard work.
Oh, God. I think I've said, oh, God, and oh, Jesus, more in this podcast than any.
We're a very religious podcast.
The world is going to hell, guys. The world is going to hell. Huh.
All right, let's take a little break. I want to tell you about the website touchofmodern.com.
Yes, I just bought 4 pairs of gloves from there.
See, gloves. Listen to these gloves. They're winter gloves. Nice and thin, mm-hmm. but warm, and they work on your phone.
So you don't have to take off your...
Gloves.
Yeah. So I got one for me, one for Land. And like 2 because, you know, you're going to, it was like $20.
Right.
How nice is that as a gift? You know, that's like a gift, a real one.
Touchofmodern.com. Go there now. They work with top designers, clothes, gadgets, all the cool stuff, and bring the savings to you. And it constantly changes. Right now, for the holidays, they have something called 30 days of deals. Every day, brand new deal just for you.
I should have bought 30 of them. You're right.
Right now, listeners get immediate access when you sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com.
But do I have to wait?
Do it today, in fact. You know why? You're going to miss out on the perfect gift. Mm-hmm. And that's what Christmas is all about. Winning!
That's how Jesus would want it.
That's right. Thank you. Eric M., if you remember, he bet me $50 that mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders would become president of the United States of America.
Oh, Mara's face means you're winning.
Well, I mean, I've told people that I think Bernie Sanders has no chance. And if he wins the primary, I will eat sushi. And if he wins the presidency, I will eat a bowl of cilantro.
See? First of all...
Oh, but cilantro, like, that tastes like...
It tastes like soap. Yeah, that's a thing. That's the thing. And I hate sushi, too. That's my point. I would never touch these foods.
But do you want to?
Do I want him to win?
Yeah.
I like him. I don't know if he would be the best president, but I like him.
How are you doing on your bet?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Nothing changed, though. You know what I mean? Phil says, hey, Keith, I'm a few episodes behind. Just listen to episode 2281. And if you're still taking bets on Bernie Sanders, I'm in for $50 for him to win.
Oh, man.
Either America will feel the burn or my wallet will. Phil, you have yourself a bet.
Is that $100 for you now, Keith?
Now $100. I love politics.
Nice. How many of these are you taking?
I'll take 7,000.
Are you delaying the episodes to your wife?
Right, right. Don't tell the homestead. This episode will not come out until November 3rd. When did we vote? November. Oh, boy. I'm in trouble.
2016.
I'm in big trouble. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sure. Of course, I'm taking bets. I'll take all bets with this Bernie Sanders. Seems like a nice guy. I wish the family well.
I got to say, you're making me like tempted to take the bets too.
Take the bet. You have an addiction.
I do have an addiction. It's so much fun. But it's so nerve-wracking.
Don't you want to?
It's the dumbest addiction.
Do you want to make politics exciting? You got to put a couple ducats on it.
Yeah. I'm going to stick to a poker.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, poker.
There have been, speaking of the world going to hell, there have been more mass shootings in America than there are days in the year.
Thank you for reading all the good news today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well over 350 shootings.
America.
So far. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about that. I just freeze. You know, this last shooting that happened, I saw, you know, you can tell on whatever social media you are, it's like, oh, fuck. You know, one post, you're like, wait, yeah? And then another post. And then honestly,
somebody writes like, oh, Florida or North Carolina or California or something. And you're just like, well, here we go again.
I just kept scrolling. I'm like, I can't. I need to see a puppy. I don't know.
I saw San Bernardino and they weren't, the tweet wasn't very descriptive. Mm-hmm. It just said something about San Bernardino and I knew it was a shooting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. San Bernardino, I mean, I grew up in California. San Bernardino is in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's not, it's just, it's desert, it's inland.
What else do you want them to do?
You know, it's so boring. There's nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And people were like, is this a terrorist attack? And I'm like, terrorist attack, you know, like when they say terrorist attack, they mean, is this like an ISIS thing? Is this a Daesh, you know, thing? People never mean like, is this a white guy shooting up an abortion clinic? That was a Planned Parenthood that the most recent one did, and I don't think they even had abortion services there, but, you know. But no, and I was like, well, why would they, you know, I was like, why would they, wouldn't they want to be attacking, like, these strategic targets, like New York and LA and, you know, Chicago and DC and places like that, when somebody from another country who, like, wants to scare something up in America do that and not San Bernardino?
Black Friday saw a historic rush for guns, a record 185,345 background checks.
Wow.
And there's another record. The borough processed 19.8 million requests sent for background checks throughout this year. It's a 6% increase from the same period last year. So guns aren't going down. No, and of course, anytime there's these tragedies, gun sales actually go up.
Well, because people feel like they feel helpless.
Yeah.
So they want to carry something that might, you know, I'll be the one to take them down or something.
Yeah, but don't take a gun course. Just get one.
Right, yeah.
You know, we were saying the other day, people that compare guns to cars. Cars are dangerous. Yeah. It's like, yes. And you have to be 16 to have one.
Depends on the state, but yeah, but you have to be a certain age.
You have to be a certain age, but 16 everywhere. You have to take more than one test.
Yeah.
And you see,
there's a written test, there's a driving test. There's
I'm learning to drive now. It's a pain in the ass.
You have to go to the DMV. You have to pay for your license.
Yeah.
You have to update your license after a certain amount of time. Then you have to update your car. You have to, if you get into a car accident or you lose your car, you have to bring your plates in. There's a whole thing. If you lend your car to somebody else, that's paperwork. If they get into an accident, it gets right down to you. Like somebody else had an accident and it's still, you have to fill out the paperwork because it's your car.
The thing is, people don't understand. Every time I see this, like I know people who own guns, you know, I grew up in a conservative family. I know. And people don't understand the way their minds work. They feel like taking away their guns is like taking away their fists or something, that they are powerless without this because other people out there also have guns. And, you know, if you don't have a fist, it's probably going to be harder for you to punch somebody in the face. It's like an extension of themselves.
I take it like it's religion in a way.
It
that
is.
If I'm telling you, knew your whole life and your parents and your extended family. The guns are my right, and we have to have them. And for me to tell you that you're wrong means you're stupid. It means your family was obviously wrong as well.
Right. Yeah. And you're right. This is something.
And it means you want, it means they want you to be powerless. They're taking away an advantage that you have. That's a thing. They're taking away this thing that you have.
Well, I think Keith is right because you were taught that from your family.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you see these places, they have, you know, households have 4 guns, 7 guns, 10 guns. Yeah. I said this the other day. If I had 4 license plates, the DMV would go, I'm going to have to look into this.
Yeah. I mean, it is weird that you can buy Sudafed easier than you can buy a gun. Or right. you can buy a gun easier than you can buy Sudafed.
Well, you have, they give guns away in raffles. You don't even have to have shown an interest. You showed up on trivia night, you own a rifle.
Well, one thing that I've been wondering.
You know what I mean?
I've been wondering.
They don't give you a guitar because you wouldn't know how to play it.
I mean, there's been some like stuff going out there saying that like ISIS, you know, Daesh, these groups,
right.
a lot of them have been getting guns through the U.S. through like, you know, gun shows and gun stores and stuff like right. that and been shipping that out. And, you know,
yeah, the gun shows are really weird.
Yeah. And the right and right wing people are like, oh, we love guns. But, you know, oh, these, you know, damn terrorists. And I'm like, well, you guys are supplying them. You guys are supplying mm-hmm. them with weapons. Like, what do you have to say to that? It's nothing.
Senate Republicans voted against barring suspected terrorists, felons, and the mentally ill from getting guns, parroting National Rifle Association arguments that doing so would strip some innocent people of their constitutional rights to gun access. So,
what's the list?
You suspected terrorists, felons, and mentally ill should still be able to get guns.
Oh, good.
The thing is they always say it's mental health, it's mental illness. First of all, they never do a goddamn thing about mental health. They never do that. Like if you really want to do something, have low cost mental health care, have mental health care be free, you know, have it be freely available. But also the thing is a lot of the people who shoot these places up, they don't have the typical, you know, the typical mental illness that say I have, you know, they don't have OCD, you know, they don't have anxiety. Some of them may have been depressed, but that's it. You know, they don't have like the classic kind of thing. A lot of them are just kind of are bitter and angry and they're unstable. They're mentally unstable, but they're not ill. That's a thing too. But the thing is also
that they don't have a disease. They have an anger problem.
Yeah, they do. But that's the thing too.
This is something that you can control on your own by going.
Well, yeah. And the thing is those people need therapy too. You know, those people need therapy. They need training because you're so many. And so many of these shooters are like entitled men who are mad at a woman. And that's kind of like the root of it. Like they were mad that women wouldn't have sex with them. Like seriously, you look back and you can count at least 5 different ones who raged against like those bitches. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like how torturing animals, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer tortured animals. And that's how later on people were like, oh, hey, yeah, maybe this is a sign of something.
Right. And speaking of the mentally ill, not too long ago, Mike Guild was on. Yeah. And he taught me, follow the money. Now, you know what? Maybe
you
he's
have
not
been so, talking about that.
Maybe he's not so bad shit after all. 2 years ago, after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, mm-hmm. you know, we thought that was going to change everything, right?
Yeah, we did.
46 legislators voted against a bill that would have introduced universal background checks on gun purchases. A simple thing, a background check, right? Of these senators, 43 accepted money from the gun industry. Mm-hmm. Here are some names you'll recognize. Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas. Accepted money at the time of voting. At the time of voting, you're accepting money from the NRA.
Because look, we're reading it. What do you think is going to happen? Nothing.
$24,929. That's what his vote cost.
And then he hears this and goes, na 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 foo foo.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, money accepted from the gun industry at the time of voting. $11,400. Now, is this like being on a film set and finding out what your co-star makes?
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
$11,000 I took.
Except there are deaths involved.
What was the first guy? How much did he get?
Ted Cruz, $25,000. Marco Rubio, $8,000 from the gun industry at the time of voting. This is this should be illegal without question.
Why is it that, like, you aren't supposed to harass, you know, voters, like civilian voters, you know, you're not supposed to bug them about anything. Right. And yet when it comes to, you know, Senate and Congress, it's like, oh, hey, by the way, you know,
right.
Obvious. Yeah.
Ron Paul.
Oh, God, I hate that guy.
$6,671. Good job, Kentucky.
Yeah. I hate his followers more.
Right. And then, of course, you know what? I did enjoy the cover of the Daily News.
Oh yeah,
I was surprised that they took that stance.
It has all the it has tweets from different politicians. My thoughts and prayers are with the victims' families and brave first responders, says Ron Paul. Paul Ryan, please keep the victims of San Bernardino, California, in your prayers. Lindsey Graham, thoughts and prayers are with you. And real big in the middle, they write, "God isn't fixing this." Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that shocking to you? I thought it was fake at first.
They have they show the different tweets from a Ted Cruz, for example, from every tragedy. It's like it's cut and paste. Thoughts and mm-hmm. prayers to blank. Thoughts and prayers to blank. Meanwhile, I just made $25,000
mm-hmm. yeah.
from the NRA on the time of voting. If we should have background checks, that's not what you honestly think. It's money.
I went to the NRA's, one of the NRA's Twitter, like friends of the NRA, and they hadn't tweeted anything about San Bernardino. But they had written on there, hey, thanks for all your Giving Tuesday donations.
What?
They had, yeah, the most recent thing they had tweeted was like, thanks so much for donating to us, guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and I was just
it's
like,
tough. You do have to say thanks. you're only allowed so long.
There's thoughts, praise, and prayers and gratitude. You can't forget gratitude.
Hashtag right. Blessed.
Yeah, that's where God really lives in your gratitude.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I see a lot of people saying, like, we need gun control, but like, I'm like, okay, but how? You know, what are the specific steps to take to gun control?
Start by mirroring what we have to do to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
Just mirror that. Just forms of ID tracking.
Well, yeah, but like, how do we do that? How do we get that? Do you get that passed through like legislation or what? That's
I'm
the thing.
Pretty
there's so
sure,
much. There's so much opposition.
I am pretty sure that that's not my department.
There's.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
No, I know, but the thing is, it's just
fix it. Just fix it.
Fix it. I don't know. I hate feeling helpless.
But it's, you know? Right. It is. You are helpless, but it's not hard to fix. Of course, just the way we put the DMV together, you put a boring building for getting guns together. Not hard. The steps are in place because we've done it with cars. So do it with guns. You know, like you say,
we put 311 together. Sorry. Have we say what?
Well, you're right. If we could do 311, you can figure out the different. You know how to give me a ticket if I'm on the wrong side of the road.
Right. But how did you get the cop to know that that's the time that he should come?
Right. Because the sweeper came by and I shouldn't have been there. Somehow you put a system together for that. Of course, you know, you're saying how people that are pro guns, mentally ill. Then why would you be against a background check?
Yeah, that's the thing that I never understood. That's what I never understood. You think that the mentally ill or mentally unstable should not have it? Yeah. Well, they. All right.
I think they think words will trick them.
Yeah. Who will trick them?
Words.
Oh, words.
We'll trick
also, these things are like
nuts.
Yeah, and these people are saying like we want to help with mental health care, but they don't even want to help with physical health care.
And every time you bring up the Constitution, you should have to be quizzed on it. Like, well, the Second Amendment. What's the Third Amendment?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out! You're the king of amendments. All of a sudden,
yeah.
You love these amendments. When did women get to vote? No, really? Give me your gun.
Yeah.
I love these amendments. They're my favorite.
Well, so yeah, it's funny how these guys are always just like, you know, Constitution, amendments. Also, I hate government. It's like, but you guys, right. I mean, I think I saw that on Twitter. That wasn't mine. But yeah, I found that on Twitter. Somebody was saying, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just the way that it is.
Just fucking fix it. You know how you go to work every day, people who are listening to this show, and then like you all have a meeting about this goal that the fucking company wants to reach, and it's like really this amazing, like, oh, you guys, we're going to have to pull night shifts and like, oh, we'll get you Chinese food and whatever. That's how government works too. Just have a meeting and fucking set goals and move forward instead of this nonsense of like, give me money and I'll do whatever the fuck you want. Fix it.
Did they catch
me? Let's start by not taking this money, you pieces of shit.
Did they catch the San Bernardino shooters?
Yeah, they killed the father. Yeah, it was a husband and wife team. They killed them.
That's so creepy. God. Yeah. I don't know. For something about that is just extremely creepy to me.
And they have in custody a third person that was helping out somehow.
Mm, okay.
So
we're going to find out so much, you guys.
Well,
look out, mentally ill community. We're going to really freaking this one out. Why did you do that? I was really angry. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Listen. The slave-owning forefathers.
It's my right. It's my right. It's my right. It's my right.
They knew a lot.
The end.
Yeah. I'm sure they knew a lot at the end.
Remember that apple tree? Something went on good with that. Everyone likes apples, right? Hey, look at these apples.
Yeah, an apple hit George Washington on the head, and he came up with the idea for gravity.
Cops have determined that the third person apprehended at the scene didn't have anything to do with the shooting.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you can't be apprehending people then. They stopped at another one?
You got to get apprehensive about it.
What about the fourth guy and fifth guy? You know? Well, how'd they find this third guy? Wasn't he with them? All right. Well, try not to be at scenes, people, you know. I mean, what can I tell you in that regards? All right. Well, Mara, we're all going to die.
Yeah. I mean, you wonder why I've been tweeting about, like, you know, period panties and stuff, because I can't talk about this stuff anymore. I feel so helpless. I feel like there's nothing that I can do.
Here's my recommendation. I mean this. Go out to see some comedy this week, next week. Go with your family. Pick something that your family isn't going to be pissed off about. Pay attention to who you're going to see. But go laugh at some shit for a while. Do it. And pass this fucking show on.
And hurry up and finish your book before you die. Okay?
My editor has made sure. Yeah. I'll be sending it to her later today, I think.
Follow her tweets at Mara Writes Stuff. And the website is MaraWilsonWritesStuff.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this book will be out soon. We'll let you know, of course. It's K for Kid.
Oh, actually, we changed the title.
No, it's not K for Kid. K for Kid is this other book.
That's the behind the scenes thing.
It's a line in my book. No, we changed it to
F is for. I'm an adult
F
now.
Is for,
name it D is for drugs and people will buy
F is,
it.
F is for you. No, it's. it's
that's so good.
F is for you. But no, I named it. We are titling it. I'm clickbait everywhere. So the title is Where Am I Now?
Yeah.
Which makes sense. And also makes sense because I tend to find myself in places where I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Mm.
Case in point. Right. Next to Keith.
Chapter 1, Childhood Ruined. Mara, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah. It's great to be here on such a depressing new show.
Shout out to your siblings who listen to the show.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. My brother said that a friend of his was like, oh yeah, I know your sister. She's on Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, bitches.
All right.